From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Howdy, neighbor, howdy. I ought to write a song about that.
I think it was already done.
This is Jamie Hagee sitting here in Grand Country's vault of classic country music with the golden throat of the Ozarks, Mike Patrick.
Wow, buddy. You've been wrong for so long, but you're right tonight.
Oh, wow. There's another song.
I feel like I need to tip you for just the big introduction there.
I'm just reading what you wrote here on the paper.
Okay, thank you. Friends, let me read you what's on my paper, which just happens to be tonight's lineup.
Okay.
Names like this: Roseanne Cash, Ronnie Millsap, The Browns, The Statler Brothers, Stonewall Jackson, and a gospel song from our very own quartet. We call them New South.
Yep. And our featured artist of the week is Ronnie McDowell.
Watching Girls Go By.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the 10th show to start here in town. We're talking the Low Sisters.
But tonight we kick off our show with Roseanne Cash. I remember her.
Yeah, of course, Roseanne Cash is the daughter of the late Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was his first wife. This song was one of her dad's big hits. She recorded her version in 1987, and it went all the way to number one for her.
Here's Roseanne with Tennessee Flat Top Box.
Well, they couldn't run. At 5 o'clock she knows I'll soon be home. She don't worry about me running round, 'cause all of my good times are waiting right there for me. And she knows where I'll be when the sun goes down. I'm a standby my woman man. Our world turns around a little gold band, and love leads us through life hand in hand. I'm a standby my woman man. We fall asleep at night. Beside her, 'cause I'm not just her lover, I'm her friend. Our love keeps getting better, and I'll gladly spend forever standing by the woman who stands by her man. I'm a stand.
From 1976, that was his sixth number one hit. That was Ronnie Millsap talking about I'm a Stand By Your Woman Man, which that song was the answer song, if you didn't know this, to Tammy Wynette's 1968 hit song, Stand By Your Man. They used to do that. Somebody come out with a song, and they do a answer back song.
Well, yeah, The Wild Side of Life was answered by It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can't believe that our brains are that big to hold all that information.
I don't think they are.
Okay. Well, we got to pause to pay some bills. I do know that, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight is Ronnie McDowell.
That's right. It'll all be coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country. We'll treat you right.
Girls go by, me, oh my, what a love. and I had found. My mouth began to water, those sweet young things were better. A new pastime had turned my head around. Watching girls go by. Same old game, 'cause I am still attracted to those sexy lasses all around. I've got what I've been needing, so I don't stand there dreaming. I'm just comparing them to what I found. Watching girls go by, me, oh my, what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Watching girls go. That's how I spend my time, but you're the only one I wanna make love to. Watching girls go by, me, oh my, what a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Watching girls go by, that's how I spend my time, you're the only one I wanna make love to. Yeah, you're the only girl I wanna make love to.
From 1981, with a song that peaked at number four. That was Ronnie McDowell, Watching Girls Go By.
And we got to watch Ronnie McDowell sing Watching Girls Go By one night. He was a guest with us here on Branson Country USA.
That is correct.
That's pretty exciting. Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of the show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. Going to give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And as mentioned, this week we celebrate Ronnie McDowell.
Ronald Dean McDowell was born on March 25th, 1950 in Fountainhead, Tennessee. At age four, Ronnie's musical career began walking around the family's home in Portland, Tennessee, singing Hank Williams tunes.
Okay.
Good practice. When he turned 18, he joined the United States Navy, and he served on board the USS Hancock and the USS Kitty Hawk.
After serving his country in the Navy, the devoted Elvis Presley fan recorded a self-penned tribute to the song. After Elvis's death in 1977, the song's title, The King Is Gone, which became his first hit on the country and pop charts. The song peaked at number 13 on Billboard's Hot 100 Singles chart and became a gold record for Ronnie. The song has sold over 5 million. Almost, man, I almost had a really big album for him there. 5 million copies.
You nearly made it platinum right there.
I guess I did.
In 1978, NBC aired a special titled Nashville Remembers Elvis on his birthday, and Ronnie performed the hit song he is known for, The King Is Gone. Ronnie later sang the Elvis vocals for the 1981 TV movie Elvis and the Beauty Queen, as well as for the TV miniseries in 1988 titled Elvis and Me.
Besides being a huge fan of Elvis and recording his music, Ronnie McDowell also charted several hit singles in the early 1980s. All of his hits in this era became a top 10 except one. He recorded hits like Older Women, You're Gonna Ruin My Bad Reputation. Ain't that the truth? You Made a Wanted Man Out of Me, and All Tied Up, as well as many others.
In 1988, Ronnie teamed up with Jerry Lee Lewis for a duet written by Ronnie titled You're Never Too Old Rock and Roll. He also recorded another top 10 hit with his cover version of the pop hit Unchained Melody.
In January 2018, this year, Ronnie McDowell unveiled his original painting of Elvis Presley, getting his first guitar at the Tupelo Hardware Store in Tupelo, Mississippi, titled The Magic Moment. After Disney Fine Arts saw his work, they signed him to a multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Today, Ronnie McDowell continues to paint, perform, and tour. He resides in Hendersonville, Tennessee, with his family.
That's a beautiful town if you've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star, and we start with my pick from 1981. This was the lead-off single from his album Good Time, Lovin' Man, and went to number one for him. The title is Older Women.
Following that, you'll hear my pick in a New York Minute, and this one reached number five in May of 1985.
Here is our featured artist this week, Ronnie McDowell.
Older women are beautiful lovers.
I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women long, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. So baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love's just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Love to you in a New York minute, and take my Texas time.
That was our featured artist this week, Ronnie McDowell.
Coming up next, we have the Browns, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, featuring Branson's 10th founding show, The Low Sisters.
You want to stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Heaston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious, clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
Hey, y'all, this is Stretch McCord.
And I'm Applejack.
And I'm Andy P.
And we want to invite each and every one of you to Area Appreciation at the Comedy Jamboree.
April 6th through the 14th, residents of Southwest Missouri and Northwest Arkansas can come see the 3 p.m. Comedy Jamboree for a special $5 rate. We have a great time every afternoon, and we would love to see you join us.
For reservations and more information, call up our friendly folks in our box office at 417-335-2484. Showtime is 3 p.m. We're hoping to see you there.
Among the pine trees half forlorn, and there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing,
boom,
in the little valley town,
boom,
and the song that they were singing,
boom,
was for baby Jimmy
boom,
Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love. Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Boom.
'Twas a great day in his life.
Boom.
'Cause the songs that they were singing,
boom,
was for Jimmy and his
boom,
wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven, Jimmy Brown had passed away. Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing,
oh,
in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing,
oh,
to our good old Jimmy Brown.
Jimmy Brown.
And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
That was Jim Ed Brown and his sisters, the Browns, and their 1959 number one hit, one of my favorites, The Three Bells.
Hi, this is Tanya.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're the Stutterettes.
You're listening to Grand Country Rewind
with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It's time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week we honor the Low Sisters.
That is correct. The Low Sisters opened the 10th show in Branson in 1980. Their parents, Ken and Navon Low, were musicians who passed on their talent and love of music to their four daughters, Teresa, Sheila, Sandy, and Kathy.
Living in Indiana, the road to Branson started in 1977 when Ken and Nivon chose the Ozarks for a family vacation. Like several others, they immediately fell in love with the area and bought property on Indian Point Road. They started a campground, made plans for a music show. They opened the Lowe's Ozark Mountain Country Music Show on July 4th, 1980 on Indian Point Road, just past Silver Dollar City.
Well, the crowd started growing to the point they needed to move to the famous 76 Country Boulevard. It was in 1983. They relocated to their namesake theater on the Strip.
Welcome to the Strip.
Absolutely. With a combination of gospel, country, blues, and pop in their shows, the stage came to life with the energy and talent of the Lowe sisters. There was no doubt. Audiences loved their amazing four-part harmony.
They had a very successful run in Branson and on the national scene as well. In 1986, a performance on the famous Grand Ole Opry stage helped the ladies hit the Billboard country charts with two singles, Good and Lonesome and Cry Baby.
Well, and the Lowe Family Theater also brought in a lot of big stars to perform in Branson during the 80s. Stars like Loretta Lynn, George Jones, T.G. Shepherd, Eddie Rabbit, Porter Wagoner, Conway Twitty did his last show there, and many others.
The Lowe sisters sure helped pave the way in making Branson the live entertainment capital of the world. And they're also really sweet, sweet ladies.
Yeah, you know, Kathy's husband, Mark Pierman's got the Branson Craft Mall there on Highway 165. And if you stop in there, you can hear Kathy singing every now and then. Mark doing some picking and grinning. They do some fun things over there. Got some great food. So check that out, Branson Craft Mall there on 165. Now play one of their songs with this Vinnie's Branson moment. Here are the Lowe sisters with Love Don't Come Any Better Than This.
Was it the full of the moon or the lonely night? Look in your eyes or the need in mine? Was it just the red rose got us caught up in love's sway that night? Whatever it was, we wanted some more. When I was feeling low, the knock on the door, when I needed you most, or was it just the stormy night? We didn't care if the lights ever came back on. No. Was it the luck of the draw, the spin of the wheel? Every day.
Hey, that was Branson's 10th founding show, The Low Sisters, with our Vintage Branson moment for this week.
It's time to pay the bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News with Joshua Clark.
That's right. Be kind. Stay with Rewind.
It's just not Sunday without the sweet harmonies and hand-clapping excitement of good old Southern gospel music. Ozarks Gospel featuring Tammy and Tanya Ballou and their talented friends will lift your spirit through song. Then when the sun goes down, the fun is just beginning on Ozarks Country. This show celebrates country classics of yesteryear combined with today's hot country hits. Combining great music with wholesome comedy, Sundays at Grand Country are undeniably fun. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. I'm telling you, all your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike Patrick, and myself, along with this week's special guest stars from Legends in Concert, the Blues Brothers, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now it's time for a favorite moment from out here at Grand Country, and each week we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA.
This week we feature a great song from a 2014 broadcast. The song was originally recorded by Ernest Tubb in 1965, but we're going to feature our very special guest covering this song. And the guest that night, oh, he's an Ireland superstar, Daniel O'Donnell.
That's right. You know, he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. We've really enjoyed having him. He's been with us two or three times. And he's going to be back in Branson November 1st to December 1st. His shows will be at the Welk Theater. For tickets and information, call their box office at 417-337-7469 or visit their website, welkresorts.com.
Well, let's go back to October 31st, 2014. Here's Daniel O'Donnell with Waltz Across Texas.
We're going to waltz, if we may, all across Texas. Lovely. Now, that's lovely. When we dance together, my world's in the sky. It's a fairyland that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could walk across Texas with you. Sing with us, everybody. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, play it, boys. And troubles just packed up and gone the moment that you came in view. And with your hand in mine,
I could dance on and on. I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Texas with you. I could waltz across Texas with you.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jim.
Wonderful job.
It's time for Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
With all the news that is news, as they say, here's Josh Clark, folks.
Dude, you know, so many times during the year I come in here and I'm like, oh, we ain't got much to talk about. We can talk about this. This week we got to stay on point. The first thing that I want to mention is because this show doesn't air until the evening on the weekend.
Yeah.
We need to let everybody know that next weekend is the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, Dick Clark, American Bandstand Theater. It starts Friday afternoon with a Elvis meet and greet. Legends of Concert show immediately follows, and then at 10:30, which is going head to head against some other show that's that's right upstairs.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's the Dean Z Show.
Yes.
If you didn't get a chance to see the Dean Z Show last year and you're not already committed to going to Branson Country USA, you should really do yourself a favor. And
you know what? Branson Country USA runs year-round. My boss would probably kill me for saying this. Go see Dean Z.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement, but it's true.
But it is true.
Dude, Dean is so awesome, and that show is fantastic. And he did his first show here last year, and he had, you know, a really good crowd. Supposedly, they've doubled
the crowd. Yeah, I think the seating may be getting limited.
Yes.
So, as we're saying this, I think the phone number over there, folks, is 417-339-3003.
Yes, I believe you're correct.
I would call that.
I would get on it ASAP. All right, so that's Friday night at 10:30. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I believe, is the Junior Elvis Contest.
Yes.
Which is the kids from ages like 5 to 16 or whatever. Always awesome. Always a lot of fun. They got the Vendor Village going, so there's events going all day long. And then the big contest starts 7 o'clock that night. In addition to being hosted by Dean Z and starring some of the best up-and-comers, it's also judged by three of the coolest folks that I know.
Yeah, I would say celebrity status.
Yeah, you know, I mean, as big gets. And that's Branson Tri-Lakes News, Josh Clark, Grand Country's Mike Patrick, and former performer and producer and show booker himself, Ronnie Craig.
Yeah, who has the Elvis penthouse.
Yeah. Presley's penthouse and King's Condo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think those things stay booked all the time.
They do. You really have to book those ahead of time. And it's fun. It's really fun to go out and see what Ronnie's done. It's decorated with, like, there is a cape blanket.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything. It's a throw blanket that you can grab, but it looks like a cape. Man, it was all I could do to keep from grabbing it.
That was a brilliant idea
really
on his part. I mean, I heard him tell me the story of, hey, he bought this condo and he's thinking about doing rentals, and then he got the idea to do the King's Condo.
Well, I went out last year and took a look at it. I had my nephew with me, and I actually lost money because he's got a pinball machine in there. So I just kept giving Eli quarters. Ronnie keeps on, you know, Ronnie likes to talk. I'm, you know, not like myself, you know, who can be quick and decisive and to the point. Anyway, we're getting way off track here. Y'all come out and see the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Cardist, Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest if you can get a seat.
Yeah, I think there might be singles.
Yes.
So you might plan on sitting by yourself. You might have to split up if you're somebody. And I'll tell you, and if you don't realize this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because Elvis Presley Enterprises,
yep,
these are all sanctioned through Elvis Presley Enterprises. There are several that happen across the country. And the folks, the winner that we named that night, goes on to Memphis, Tennessee in August to perform.
Yep.
Or to compete.
Yeah.
In the Ultimate Elvis Contest.
And not only do you get a check for, man, I want to say it's like $30,000.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But you get a year-long contract to perform at Legends of Concert at various venues across the world. It's really awesome, man. I mean, some of the biggest names in the Elvis tribute artist world have won this. And it really is, it's like that brass ring that you grasp. Because once you do that, Elvis Presley Enterprises knows who
exactly.
you are.
I mean, you're sanctioned basically by Graceland.
Yes.
And, you know, that's not just handed out.
No, not exactly lightweights, dude. Yeah. Not exactly. So that's going to be awesome. That's this weekend. Closer to home, Monday night, the Duttons are back. They had their Duttons of the Years TV show premiered on RFD TV. Apparently, it's getting a lot of positive feedback. But they're back from Arizona to start their season with the Dutton Experience. Had a boatload of shows opening this past week. Billy Yates opened his Hit Songwriters in the Round show Friday night. It was awesome. I went to that first show. Really cool, really laid back. Great stories, great storytelling, great songs. I hope it's a hit.
I do, too. It's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I love Billy Yates.
Yep.
He's a neat guy, and the lineup of people he's bringing into town is fantastic.
It really is, and he's like you said, every show's different. He's got every week he's got new songwriters and singers coming in just to talk and hang out. Really cool. That's at the Americana Theater. Also, want to give a quick shout out to our mutual buddy Chris Wainscott down at the Jim Stafford Theater.
He had a big show opening, didn't he?
They have all of their shows are now open. Taylor Reed's open. Bluegrass Remedy featuring Branson's Female Vocalist of the Year. Carrie Garrison also open. And then last week, Jim Stafford open. And Heartland Country, Chris's new show that he produced and wrote, open.
With some familiar names.
Familiar names. Splinter Middleton, Casey Ellison. Two newcomers, Logan Allen and Kaylee Adams, as well as a fantastic band featuring Michael T. Hermsmeyer, Matt Hanshaw. I mean, you know, Robbie Blackwood, no big deal. I mean, these huge names.
Those
fun
small
show.
Star pickers.
If you like classic country, if you like that old school Branson show feel, the show for you.
I've seen a lot of great comments on it.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you can stay up with Josh multiple places.
Wednesday and Saturday, Branson Dry Lakes News. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK FM here locally. And we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
We thank you, Josh. Yes, I'm taking it out here. I don't know why I'm going to dedicate this song to you, but Stonewall Jackson.
Woo!
Waterloo.
That's right, son.
Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. Hey, gang, we appreciate you joining us this week for 1 hour of classic country music.
We are out of time here with this week's gospel song, New South. Have a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost to sin, but Jesus took me in. The daily light from heaven filled my soul.
My soul.
He paid my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let's
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let's
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our pains cry and soon by and by.
Now when you feel
the red will turn and
Lord,
you know the fire will burn.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our famous cry, answer by and by.
Now when you feel
a little breath returning,
Lord, you know
the fire's burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our famous cry and survive by.
Now when you
feel the breath returning,
Lord, you know
the fire's burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
You've really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies. Now we'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.